Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Balak. In this week's parsha, the evil king Balak does hire Bilam, and he tries to curse Bnei Yisrael. Ultimately, he is unsuccessful, of course. The brachot that Bilam ultimately gives us, many of which have become part and parcel of our tefillos. One of the brachot, it was supposed to be a klala, but it turned into a bracha. One of the brachos that Bilam gives us, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkenotecha Yisrael. Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov, and how good are your Mishkenot, your dwellings, Yisrael. We can ask a specific question and we can ask a general question. First of all, specifically, what is the difference between Ohalecha Yaakov, the tents of Yaakov, and the Mishkenot, Mishkenotecha Yisrael, the Mishkenot of Yisrael? And more broadly, we can ask, what is the secret about Bnei Yisrael that Bilam possessed? What is that secret that seems to really be one of the secrets of our survival? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Perhaps one can suggest that Bilam understood that there was a secret of Jewish survival that he could not destroy. Bilam understood that the power of Bnei Yisrael lies in the value that we place on both the tzibur, the public community, but also on the private, discrete individual. On the one hand, we have Mishkenotecha Yisrael, the Mishkan, the place where communal korbanot, where communal tefillot are offered, where Yisrael, Mishkenotecha Yisrael, the nation as a unit, it's where the nation Yisrael comes together as a unit and focuses their avodas Hashem, where they come together and hear from each other, see each other, experience each other, but also see Hashem. It is here in the Mishkan where the Klal is glorified. Berov Am Hadrat Melech. And it's where our obligation to and our benefits from the group is stressed. That is all one side. Rav Kook articulated this in various places. For example, in Orot, Rav Kook says the following: Adam mi Yisrael shirotze lizkot laor chayim be'emet. Tzarich hu lehaskim lishtol et atzmo b'chneset Yisrael. Lachshov Yisraeliut. Lehargish Yisraeliut. Liknot et hayediot ha-miyuchadot liYisrael v'lirot besimchat Yisrael. Perhaps to translate, a Jew who wants to merit the true light of life needs to agree, so to speak, to completely plant himself or herself, lishtol et atzmo, to plant oneself in Knesset Yisrael, in the group, to think like the nation, with the nation, to feel with the nation, to acquire the knowledge that is unique to the nation, and to participate in the simcha of Yisrael. That's Rav Kook. A Jew needs to identify together with the nation. In good times and in bad, chas v'shalom, we need to contribute to and gain from the nation. That is all Matovu Mishkenotecha Yisrael. But there's another side. There's also Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov. Not only does a Jew have to strongly identify with and become an integral part of the tzibur, we also have to be passionate individuals as well. As I mentioned, we don't only have the Mishkenotecha Yisrael, but we also have the Ohalecha Yaakov. It's the Ohel, where Yaakov the individual sits and learns, privately growing, privately worshiping in his or her own Dalet Amot. This was one of the brachot that we received in Vezos HaBracha, in the end of Devarim. Moshe says about Zevulun and Yisachar, Simach Zevulun B'tzei Secha. V'yisachar bi'ohalecha. But you also have to not only smach zvulun with them going out, but not only that, but yisachar has to be happy, so to speak, bi'ohalecha. In other words, zvulun goes out, but yisachar sits in the ohel, ohalecha Yaakov. In that ohel, it's where we sit alone, and we commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, performing the ultimate in hitbodedut. It is here in the ohel where the prat, the individual, is glorified. It's the bishvili nivra ha'olam, where our obligation to and our benefits from ourselves as individuals is stressed. Bilam understood that for Bnei Yisrael, there is a crucial, integral value to both the communal aspects of our nation, but also to the private, specific components of each and every individual. When one is emphasized over the other, we've got trouble. But when both are glorified, when both are focused upon, when both are improved upon, both me contributing to the nation, but also me thinking about myself and how I can grow individually, when those two things are combined, that complete balance is found. Emir Tzashem, the nation as a whole, and the individuals within that nation become mushlam, become shlemim, whole and perfect. Emir Tzashem, and then of course we'll welcome Biat Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehirah V'Yameinu. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.